Blog Talk Radio.
About my word of mouth, my hard night, you can check my shoes, then you can talk about the way that my life, my crew, my hard night,
life, yes, still my life story, that's why the blacks still adore me, I'm talking about my hard night life, hard to make bread when the rich don't break bread,
present and future,
that's a hard night life, that's still my life story, that's why the blacks still adore me, I'm talking about my hard night life, hard to make bread when the rich don't break bread.
Again, this is your boy K. Diddy and the Usual Suspects doing what we do. Come to you every week, same time, playing the best of the independent stuff right out of here, out of beautiful Las Vegas, Nevada. So I hope you roll with us. Then, my boy, turn the music up, let the windows down, and turn your air conditioner on. Cause that's how we roll up in here. Welcome to the show. I see Jones, where you at?
I'm icy, man, and I'm in the building, man. I'm feeling good, you know. It's all that kind of independent feel in the building, you know what I mean? So I'm here. How you doing today?
I'm doing good, man. I'm too blessed to be stressed, but I am trying to get rid of the stress, but I am knowing blessed, if you know what I mean.
Oh, I'm here. I feel it all the way.
Know what I mean? So I'm working on it, you know, like most people say, you know, I know I'm a work in progress, and when I look in the mirror, I do face it. You know, a lot of people, they be saying, they be talking to the man in the mirror, man, but I'm trying to get him to turn around. Shit, you ain't seeing yourself. If your back is to the mirror, you got to turn your butt around.
Turn around and around. Don't turn circles, though.
They just gotta face the man in the mirror, because they be saying they be doing that, but in actuality they don't. You know what I mean?
off top. I understand. I mean, it's a lot of people that talk, you know, and say they do a lot of things, but they really ain't even checked their self and seen what's going on with them. They always got something to say about somebody else. You know what I mean?
That's what I'm talking about, you know, the fang appointing, you know what I'm saying, blaming people for the reason that they think ain't this way or that way, and when they really need to be talking to that man in the mirror, that's what I'm saying, they need to turn around, because they got their backs to that shit, man. So some of
that's
this
right.
stuff I don't even understand. But
well, it's always you. It's never them. It's always you. And most people who say them is really themselves, not them, those, or they. So I've learned that as I've came into the light of life, what we call life, that you can't just blame your father, your mother. You can't blame anybody but you because, you know, you have to step up and become who you are, whether you're a woman, man, teenager. You know, you have to face the facts. You have to face the music. So the music is yourself. The fact is yourself. So face yourself and know that you're your biggest challenge. You don't even know who you are until you figure it out. You are looking into someone else. Or, you know, you're looking for someone else to figure out who you are. And we don't know who you are. We could just make you who you want to be. and that might not even be who you want to be. We just made you into something you ain't even want to be.
You know. Well, I know I got drama. I know I got issues. Matter of fact, it's safer, you know, when you be telling the truth and you just tell people that. That way, when they come back at you later on and say, man, well, you did this, you did that, I can say, I told you.
Yeah, that's right. It's the truth, though. So I knew that. You know.
I told you. You know what I'm saying? One time, my little brother was raising snakes one time, man. I'm like, dude, what are you doing with them snakes, man? Don't you know them snakes will bite you? And he said, yeah, I know the snakes will bite me. He said, but I know what they'll do. He said, the people that I got to worry about. And I'm like, wow, that was deep.
Yeah.
You know, after I thought about it, he's like, damn, you know, snake gonna do what he's supposed to do. Snake gonna bite your butt. You got to worry about, you know. And I said, well, you know, that's smart. You know, that's wise. But anyway, we ain't gonna like lecture everybody right now, but we gonna come back in a minute. We gonna play a little bit of music. Y'all roll with us. Put y'all ear on this. This is JDL, though.
Yeah, run with niggas, it's a necklace. And now my ladies gotta be bossy.
So you already know what it is, boy.
In a box today.
Boy, you better ring the bell.
Boy, you better ring the bell.
Boy, you better ring the bell.
Hey.
Boy, you
better... I know you waiting for daddy, you waiting for me too.
Daddy,
you waiting for me too.
Make some ladies every day. Yeah. Ooh, you know the ones that still pay. Silly lady, yeah.
I got the ones that be coming out fitted. True religions with the J's on. Nike footwear is the color of a turtle. Five,
six,
ooh,
sometimes they get on my nerves and they don't just know how to leave me alone.
It seems they need me.
Daddy, you ain't
begging.
I love you, girl. I love you, girl.
Yeah. Well, got a few little heaters right there. Got a few little heaters right there. So, man, I'm glad it's finally cooling off a little bit. We ain't doing them triple digits like we was. So, you got to mess up all my $5 deodorant and stuff.
They say this is how the weather's supposed to be in Vegas. I say, no, the weather is how it is in Vegas. That's how it's supposed to be. So, yeah, I like how I feel right now, but, you know, it's when it's hot, 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 you know, it's less skin. So I don't know what y'all want to do. I don't know what part of the weather y'all want to be in. What fall, spring, winter, summer? I like summer.
I like summer, but I like comfortable summer.
You like a comfortable summer. This is this unbearable.
You know, comfortable summer, like, you know, like in the 90s, you know, I can deal with that. But when you start doing the 106, 110, like that, that's not comfortable summer.
Well, I guess you could say the spring is a nice thing, and now the fall is a nice thing. It's just the summertime. It's just less skin. I don't know. It's something about that. Maybe I got the lust for Isla. I need to pray about that. Yeah, my father.
Yeah, you know, because, you know, they say, you know, your eyes are the windows to your soul and stuff.
Yeah, I heard about that one.
Yeah, so I don't know, man. I mean, there's two trains of thought on that one. You know, they say as long as you look and don't touch, it's okay. But then it seemed like I read somewhere that you can't be lusting through the eyes.
When you look. Yeah, you can't lust when you look. So maybe I just be like, that's beautiful. She that's a beautiful woman. And we could all adore that. You know, we could all say, man, woman, you know, yeah, she is beautiful. And that's that. I ain't got to think about what I wanted to do or what I would like to do. I ain't got
to
think about that.
We might have to do a show on that one day. At what point do you stop looking and start lusting? I mean, what point is the line drawn when you admiring something of beauty and stop just looking but start lusting?
Is that a whole other show, or can I give a little insight on that?
Well,
my
give a little insight now, but I just think that would make for a good show, you know, to have
yes,
people
it is.
Call in, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Tell us what that
but
thought
I think
process
if turns,
is.
If she break your neck, you got the lust for her. If she breaks your neck, you got the lust for her. Like, you shouldn't be breaking your neck, double taking
it. What about if she break your neck, but the reason you're looking is just to be sure you saw what you thought you did, because you wasn't sure.
Now, that's justifiable. You can't be trying to justify why she done broke your neck. Oh, my goodness, because I think when you break your neck, it's a thought. You already know. You already know, like, Buster Rhymes said it best. Break your neck. Come on. It's just, you're gonna look like three times and be like, And when you get that in your heart, you already know. So I just don't think you're just gonna look.
See, listen, I don't know. Let me tell you how come I don't know.
Okay.
I done been sitting at the lights, and I done seen some things walking across the street. And I'll see it, but not see it. But then I'll double take just to make sure I saw what I saw. And then I'll be saying, "Nah, she know that shit too little."
Okay.
Or I'll say, "Nah, that dude's pants got—he got to know they like 3-4 inches too short." You know what I mean?
Well, some guys gotta say that just in order to look at a woman. You know, if they with a woman, or if you a bachelor, you know, you a bachelor, so. You know, you can do that. But me, I'm locked down for the ladies. I got my love locked down, okay? And what it is that I can look and my woman can look and we can admire that and I don't get in trouble. But see, some people got to scratch their head and sneeze and put their shoulder down, cough and turn their head just to look up. They're about to go to the bathroom. It don't take all that just to look at someone. That we are human beings. You probably never see that woman again in your life. So it's okay to admire her, but like you said, when some people just look twice, they have an excuse or a justification of why they didn't turn their head twice, three times. I just had to make sure they had on what they had on. No, she don't. No, that ain't what you really wanted to say, but we'll get away with that.
And I ain't really a bachelor, though. I need to throw that one out there, too, because my girl, she always be like, why you just don't say my name and this and that? Because I be trying, like, not to have people all up in my house and my personal business. You know what I mean?
Oh.
They be wanting no because they feel like, you know, they not being appreciative or you may be shaming them. And it ain't none of that. It's just that my house is my business. My personal is my personal. My business is my business. And plus, I know how these people are out here. Sometimes if they can't get you, they'll try to get somebody that's close to you. And then, you know, that's crazy, but we live in a crazy time. So what can I say?
Well, that's true. I mean, I don't want to, you know, say the name, but a man had some kids, and he didn't want the kid's parents to be revealed, the kid's mother to be revealed. Otherwise, she would get demolished by the press. You know, the paparazzi would come, oh, you're such and such kid's mother, you're such and such kid's mother. So I believe the same with you, you know, on your status and level, that people will be, you know, ragging her, trying to be a friend with her just to get closer to you and things of that nature. I can understand that. But I don't know, like, my girl kind of, she didn't force it on me, but she kind of, I could say, brightened my horizon on it. She opened up my eyes, like, why not, you know? And that's her. If they're going to rush her, they're going to rush her. But she wants to be not an entertainer, but she is a book writer. So once we get her out there, then it won't matter, you know. But the point of the matter is that she doesn't care if people come rushing her, asking her this and the third, for now. I don't know what's going to happen later on, but I don't see Snoop Dogg's wife all the time, and I don't see Ice Cube's wife all the time, or Ja Rule, DMX, Kobe Bryant. I don't see their wives all the time, even though we know what they look like, who they are. So it's like, you know, they're not going to be as famous as us, or even get as hassled as us being alone. You know, it's less approachable to them being alone. They really want us. So that's how I see that, but maybe, you know, y'all got a different situation, and that's cool. I mean, everybody got to each his own, basically.
Now, you know, it's just different things for different reasons, you know what I mean? I know that this business we're in sometimes is kind of crazy, you know, and I know sometimes, you know, the ladies that love us and support us don't feel like we appreciate them. And actually, you know, we do, but we probably don't tell them enough, so maybe want their name mentioned every time you do a press release, you know what I'm saying?
Every time I do a song, you know, yeah, I feel you. That's true. That's true.
You know, every time you do an interview, you know, they want to be all up in the shit because they want everybody in the world to know that you did with them.
Right. That's true.
No, and like I said, you know, I understand it from all perspectives.
Well, you know the song. You know the song, Andrea. I wrote Andrea about someone, and the one I'm with is not Andrea. So just imagine how she when I made that song, like, where my song at? Forgive me, baby. This is just how I was feeling. I had to get this off my chest. I had this song for a long time now, and this is what it is. But you know, I asked for forgiveness, and I got it. But it you know, I probably still bring her like. Angry, brings her to the angriness, but I don't know. It's just how I feel. It's how I write music. It's what I feel. So she'll get her song soon. She'll get it.
Oh yeah, she gonna get it real soon, boy. Cause if she hear the show, she gonna get it real soon. Now, nah, your ass ain't gonna be able to sleep. She gonna get it real soon now. Nah.
Yeah, I'm sleeping on the sofa.
What's her phone number?
Oh. 702. No, I'm just playing.
Hey, what you say her phone number is? I'll make sure she hear this show.
Email it to her.
All right, you there. We have a little fun up here, y'all. Call in number 347-308-8747. This is IC Jones and your boy K Diddy. I am Indy doing what we do, y'all. Y'all roll with us. We got
something
for you. Got something for you.
I'm in trouble for that.
I'm so fly, yeah. Ain't gotta be up there with a B5, no. I like your style and you're feeling my swagger. I'm trying to get at you, but you act like you not ready for a man to come and do you right. I deserve a body, you deserve a Friday and last girl. So baby, come with me, let me show you things you never
seen. You look fantastic, the moment is for rap. you ready to ride. Your seatbelt fast and I'll fly out of this world. Dimension of attraction, don't mention all the action and backseat passion. Anything you want, girl, just ask it. I specialize in picking up lame dudes' trashes. One man's trash is another man's treasure. How do you better than that man could ever? I think much clever, endeavor for whatever. Out of nowhere comes a rose and a letter. I'm the love doctor, a romance professor. You know I got the best love, come on girl, fess up. The way that thing stick out, the way your breast sit up. Flabbergast so fast, my words just trip up. The other guy bring you down, I'ma bring you
I'm
up.
I'm so fly, yeah, ain't gotta be up there with a G5, no. I like your style and you're feeling my swagger. I'm trying to get at you, but you act like you not ready. For a man to come and do you right, I deserve a body, you deserve a quiet in your life, girl. So baby, come with me, let me show you things you never
relationship, I know how that can get. I can promise you, this will be your last trip on a ship they call love boats. No hoax, I ain't playing you, this message I'm relaying to you. I ain't looking for a playgirl, a body I can play with. I'm looking for a good girl, somebody I can stay with. Are you speaking my language? To play with feelings is dangerous. Believe me, girl, I know, I've been a player for ages. You I won't play with, girl, you are the greatest. You can call it brave, cause saving you was courageous. I'm loving your look with fragrance, and from your ex-man, I'm feeling a lot of hatred, cause I'm the next man, I ain't tripping. I can make him a victim of a heinous crime. Still staying this time, I blow his mind with the crummy nine. And it's solar fly, and I'm solar fly. That's fly.
Ain't gotta be up there with a G5. I like your style and you're feeling my swag. I'm trying to get into it, but you act like you not ready. For a man to come and do you right, I deserve trying to get at you, but you act like you not ready. For a man to come and do you right, I deserve a body, you deserve a quiet in life, girl. So baby, come with me, let me show you things you never seen. You never seen. You never seen. You never seen. Oh no.
Decade that brought you the crime, America's Most Wanted, Illmatic, Fear of a Black Planet, Doggy Style, and more, comes the biggest two-day concert of this millennium, the Golden Era of Hip Hop Tour.
1, 2, 3, and 4, Snoop Doggy Dogg and Dr. Dre is at the...
Come, relive the beats that put hip hop on the map. The mixes that dominated the decade. Hard hit, heart-pounding sound that claimed the 90s as its own.
I rock up and stuck with my ass on fire.
It's the 90s reunion concert tour taking the United States by storm. And blowing up a spot near you. The Golden Era of Hip Hop Tour. A Decago Incorporated Records production in association with Worldwide DMA.
Hello.
Hi, it's Jay. What up with your brother?
What's good?
Same old good. How you feeling?
Oh, to keep it real.
Check my trigonometry, mathematics and geometry. You can call me GD because I'm God's prophecy. Go ahead and follow me while I follow Christ J. Homie, this is Ice J. Showing you the right day. Showing you the right way to beat the devil down, down. Keep the enemy underground. That's way yet. So keep him way yet. Don't let him come back. No. See how good you live when you live in like that.
I put my soul in this music. Don't ever confuse it. No matter what they say, I hustle night and day. See my grind is like 9 to 5 and 5 to 9. So in my mind, I got a 9 to 9 grind. Keep hustling. Gotta feed my wife and my babies. If my babies ain't eating, then they looking at me crazy. Got this pen in my hand and I'm poking till it pop. Either play a fast forward, no rewind. Never stop, cause I'm never stopping till I'm out of options. If my hustling ain't moving, then I guess I go to mop and deliver pizza with topping. Can I take your order, please? Yo, look into my eyes, cause you gon' remember me. I'ma let
modest here. Fear no man but God up here. Stronger than what I appear. I'm a walking miracle. Just wanted to make that clear. People, this is my year. Why? Because I claim it. Kingdom, business. That is what I aim is. No matter what my aim is, as long as you know Jesus, He will not give up on us nor leave us.
That there's a promise. That means God got us. If you don't believe, then you probably got a problem. Instead, He's trying to solve them, but only God can solve them. Trinity, call them. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, only get it being baptized in them. Then you know that God said them. Watch out, God hit them. Okay, give them Lord, keep me. Reap what you sow. You own what you keep. Watch the company you keep.
Coming up, man. Don't you got something coming up over there?
Man, look, we doing a whole lot of stuff, man. Between the tours, between the showcase, between the new book we got coming out, which we've been working on all this morning. Who is she and what is she to you? That's gonna be a smash. That's gonna be the third book of our little trilogy. That's going to be available worldwide, you know, through all the normal places, you know, the Barnes & Nobles, the Borders, the Amazon, the iTunes. You know how we do it. We try to make it worldwide on all our little releases. So y'all check us out, worldmovement.com or Players University, SYGU. Get your pre-orders in. Get yours now. You know, the first 100 copies, going to have the autograph them for everybody. So that's what we're doing. This World Movement Records thing.
Holla.
Can't wait, boy, to get started on this reality show with, you know, Shaquita Winfrey out here. And for those that don't know Miss Winfrey, that's Oprah's first cousin, we're going to be shooting portions of her reality show out here in conjunction with, you know, The Rising Star. You know, and that's gonna be a whole lot of fun right there. You know, really can't wait to get doing that. You know, it's already in progress as we speak. You know, they're shooting in Atlanta. You know, right now, and you know, and she's working her book. You know, The Billionaire's Bible, and the other book is called The Other Winfrey.
You know? She has a website, doesn't she? Is it just SheaquitaWinfrey.com or something?
Yeah. Uh huh.
Definitely.
Most definitely.
We have
September.
That's tomorrow, unless it's upstairs, above the rest, a height above the rest. The Rising Star. I will be there doing my thing. We have an independent film I was a part of, Icy Jones. I play a cat named Carlos. Towards the end of the film, it's a 30-minute independent film, and my guys, you know, I helped them out. We all just sat back and said, let's do it, you know, and we did it. It's called The Education of Chuck Troop on anxietv.net. That's anxietv.net. And iTunes and CD Baby, you know, you can download it for $5. It's a 30-minute short independent film, The Education of Chuck Troop. So, you know, holler at us with that. First Friday is downtown at the Art District. We're going to be, you know, doing our gospel thing. It's at the 8 Ball Bell Bonds. We're going to be on Charleston and Main first, and then we're just going to go all around the Art District preaching the gospel to people and, you know, let them know what's good. And, you know, just trying to save some souls, not really judge nobody at all and not really, you know, put down nobody at all. That's not what we do. We just gotta love you, you know what I mean, and show you that God loves you, and basically pass out CDs, you know, at the same time. We have Friday, September 10th, Voltage Concert Gospel Series. We're going to be doing it every month, for this Friday, September 10th. It's special because we have an album compilation dropping, and we all just went in about 12 different artists. You know, we just do our thing and went in on a CD and started pushing it, and it's coming out real well. We're looking at about 10,000 CDs every quarter, so about 40,000 CDs a year, just different music every CD, and just have everybody push it at one time. We're going to be on Dean Martin. It's going to be like in between Warm Springs and Dean Martin on, no, it's in between Blue Diamond, excuse me, and Warm Springs on Dean Martin. It's called The Venue, and we're going to be doing it there. So, you know, $5 tickets in advance. You can go to VoltageMusicGroup.com, VoltageMusicGroup.com, and you can buy your tickets in advance, $10 tickets at the door. And, you know, you can tell them Icy sent you, but I will be there, and we do it for God. Starts at 7 p.m., 7 p.m., all right? So holla at us. And I'm all on the web, you know. I'm on worldmovement.com. I'm on my own Icy Jones pages, you know what I mean? You can find me on Facebook, MySpace. You can even look up IcyJones.com. I'm going to come up. So holla at me, and we do it independently all the time. Shout out to everybody who do it independently, all my guys listening, all my people listening. Just keep it real, keep it straight, and make sure you look at you in the mirror and find out who you are. I am in this for stuff.
Absolutely. Yeah, I'll put you on this. We're going to keep the show rolling. This is Sunny by Mr. OG Tweed Cadillac.
Sunny. Yesterday my life was as a drain. Sonny, you smiled at me and really ate the pain. Now the dark days are gone and the bright days are here. My sonny won't shine, so sincere. Sonny won't so true, I love you.
Complain or explain, you simply flip my game like cocaine in my veins. Fuck you every day, roll up in my brain. Unlike that same old saying, you bring me joy, no pain. What's my name?
We get like that.
Can't get that way with you. My son, it wasn't so true. May not look like a fool if I ever ran over you. Enticed by all this pain, but ground is still the same. Parts of my old frame got blown right out the frame. My aim, my game, no shame. Slide home, tap on play. Feel me, I felt you. My son in one true blue. I now see things clearer. Your face in my mirror. Reflection shine like mine. Fine is fine, just my kind. It's true, I fight that fool. Be with you, I do what it do. Never will I blow my fuse. Never will I ever want to sing the blues. All I wanna do is cruise, enjoy every day that's spent with you. Let's take it to another plateau. Sonny, get your first escape, let's roll.
Sonny, thank you for the sunshine.
Bye. that's right, right then. Then she turned to a friend like, I think I like him. They just swooped her fine friends. They offer that white wine and we oftentimes blend. But we don't end it right there, cause the DJ hit the right spin. I was like, I'll take her. She was like, I'll take him. We took off. We took flight.
Can we savor the moment?
fashion, we got weed for sale. Weed for sale. Weed for sale.
The economy is gonna grow cause we got weed for sale.
Lawmakers in California are considering legalizing and taxing marijuana. If you're going to have tax revenue from alcohol and tobacco, why is it not appropriate to introduce marijuana into that conversation?
Legalizing marijuana and taxing it would generate up to $1 billion for the cash-strapped state treasury.
Yo, you back with your boy KD with Icy Jones, and that was DJ King Assassin.
Wyclef Jean.
Wyclef doing his thing, talking about weed for sale.
Wow.
Before in Haiti, too, doing his everything. But, man, listen, we're down to the last 2 minutes of the show, and we've been having fun just rolling through the hood, playing music, and having a good time, so... Definitely come check us out, worldmovement.com. Check us out same time next week. And no telling who we may have riding through here with us, you know what I'm saying? Actually, we do have a special guest, but I ain't going to tell you who it is right now. Come to the website and you'll see who it is. But,
Tune in.
Right, definitely go check us out. That's worldmovement.com. Phone number 323-957-7322. Check out our shows. Check out our books. Check us out, period. You won't be disappointed. But while we're going like this, put your ear on this on the way out.
I'm sorry I had to be such a player. I'm sorry I made you cry, smear your makeup. I'm sorry I had to leave, see you later. Andrea, I'm sorry I had to be such a player. I'm sorry I made you cry, smear your makeup. I'm sorry I had to leave, see you later. Andrea. 7 years ago, it wasn't this visible, but now I see it. Hell, I feel miserable. I know it was critical for me to play with feelings. That's how it all ended. I couldn't be trusted or dependent. On got busted, filled with lust, but once a love was gone, it couldn't be resurrected. Just for the record, check it. This the subject, you, Andrea. We can't be together right now or later, for worse or for greater. All I can do is send up my prayers. Yeah, Andrea, know you feel like you don't owe me no favors. Feel like I spit you with razors, cause skin can't get through them layers. Andrea, sorry I made you cry and smell all your makeup. Andrea, sorry I gotta leave, but I'll see you later. Andrea, sorry I have to be so much of a player. Andrea. I'm sorry I had to be such a player. I'm sorry I made you cry, smear your makeup. I'm sorry I had to leave, see you later. Andrea. I'm sorry I had to be such a player. I'm sorry I made you cry, smear your makeup. I'm sorry I had to leave, see you later. Andrea. Now I was young and dogging her out, calendars flip by, still dogging her out. 9 months flip by, and then our daughter come out, blessed from the womb. I'm thinking bride, and she's thinking groom. We both thought jump the broom, devil thinking doom, and boom, it hit. It hurt like a face kick. Learn to live and face it. How could I be dirty, low down like a basement? We were teens, kids having a kid. Sorry for the things that I did, but I can't change the life that we live. Thinking I was grown, only young minded. Now that we grown, we are split divided. I got pictures in my baby girl to be reminded. And I had to make this song and put the past behind it. Yeah, I had to make this song to put the past behind it. Andrea. I'm sorry I had to be such a player. I'm sorry I made you cry, smear your makeup. I'm sorry I had to leave.
I'm sorry I had to be such a player. I'm sorry I made you cry, Smear Maker. I'm sorry I had to leave, see you later. Andrea, Andrea.
No lie, I fell to my knees, I was pleading. It was too late, I left her heart scarred, bleeding. And my game, she was peeping. I was out with other girls, creeping and pleasing. And I gave her my reason. I played her to the fullest. It's like I left her mind with a bullet. Emotional trigger, I pulled it. Nobody can survive that love. Only God could revive that love. No more us. Flatline. In the back of my mind, I think back in time that'll be never regained. I filled her with too much pain. I let the chorus sing, Andrea.